This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Late last year, Apple CEO Tim Cook went on 60 Minutes, and in the course of a conversation with CBS correspondent Charlie Rose about a congressional inquiry highly critical of Apple's foreign tax practices, Mr. Cook said this.
That is total political crap. There's no truth behind it. Apple pays every tax dollar we owe.
The European Union, it seems, differs with Mr. Cook and the second most valuable company on this planet. Today, the European Commission hit Apple with a back taxes due bill of 13 billion euros, about 14.5 billion American dollars. It's a result of what the Commission says is an improper tax arrangement involving Apple's Irish offices. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is on the phone from London. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Kai.
Give me the analysis then, would you? How does the Commission come up with this amazing tax bill?
Well, the Commission says that Apple has been seriously underpaying its taxes in Europe. The company has its main headquarters, its European headquarters, in Ireland, which has a relatively low corporation tax level, 12.5%. But the Commission says over recent years, the company has paid only about 1% tax on its European profits. Now, the EU Competition Commissioner, Margareta Vestager, says Apple managed this in Ireland by shuffling the bulk of its profits into what it called its head office, which had no tax residence.
This so-called head office only existed on paper. It has no employees, it has no premises, and it has no real activities.
The commissioner said that since Ireland allowed Apple to do this, it was offering in effect a kind of subsidy, a form of state aid, illegal under EU competition law. So she's told Apple to pay back $14.5 billion to the Irish government.
Apple has, you know, 200 and some odd billion dollars sitting around in cash, Stephen, so it won't break the bank were they to pay this. They won't, though, will they?
No. Not
right away, anyway.
Yeah, the company is absolutely furious. I mean, it says it played by the rules. It did nothing illegal under Irish tax law. It had no special treatment. It says any other company headquartered in Ireland could use the same arrangement. So it's not unfair competition. So it's going to take the European Commission to court. And there's a not exactly veiled threat here, too. Apple says this tax demand would have, quote, a profound and harmful impact on investment and job creation in Europe. Yeah.
Apple is not the only person or group or company not happy with this. Jack Lew, the Secretary of Treasury, said today he's opposed to this decision by the EU. And also Ireland itself is upset about it.
Yes, that's pretty amazing, isn't it? Yeah. How do you turn down a tax back taxes of $14.5 billion? That, in fact, would cover Ireland's entire healthcare budget for a year. But the government in Dublin is seriously worried about this because the country has, over recent years, attracted a lot of foreign, many American corporations to base their headquarters in Ireland by offering them a very competitive tax environment, much to the annoyance of some of their high-tax European partners like France. But Ireland is definitely worried that what it sees as the European Commission meddling in its domestic affairs could damage its economic model.
Do me a favor, would you, and put this in a post-Brexit context where an entire country voted to leave the EU for, among other things, regulatory overreach, and here now we have the European Union doing this.
Well, indeed. I mean, this is quite interesting in the context of Brexit because in the UK, the outgoing finance chief, George Osborne, said in order to kind of stave off the rundown, which he expected in the wake of the Brexit vote, Britain would cut its corporation tax rate down to 15%. That's already infuriated the French and others in continental Europe. And the fear is now that if Britain, after Brexit, does cut its taxes, its big corporations like HSBC, Glaxo and so on could also get investigated. So there's definitely a Brexit worry here, too.
Never a dull moment with the Europeans. Stephen Beard in London for us. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Kai.